Resident gadget expert, internet security whiz, Pete Sipple is my guest this afternoon, and we're talking about children's internet safety. That's a bit of a minefield, isn't it? How do you introduce your young one to the wonders of the World Wide Web?
This is one of those dilemmas, and I'll be honest, this is one I'm facing. Our daughter is 10, and she's just beginning to get comfortable with the idea of being on the internet unsupervised. She's now got a tablet. We are very protective of how she uses that online, but it is getting increasingly difficult to do it. And there's a number of ways you can do it, and it really comes down to just how you feel about the internet. My wife's opinion is what you need to do is provide a device and a connection that will block anything that that child shouldn't be seeing. So her approach is to filter. And with today's internet providers and software, there's all sorts of stuff that you can do. So if you happen to be with either BT or Sky, there is a service provided by default by those providers that will block access to certain things. Sky has something called Broadband Shield, which is effectively a rating like the cinema rating, so PG, 12, 15, 18. And it will block inappropriate sites and allow certain stuff through.
What's the criteria for a site being like that? Is it a voluntary scheme, or does everyone have to subscribe to it? Because you think in this day and age, everything like that that you can be exposed to, even if it's an innocent typo on the address bar and you get to goggle.com and you realise it's got a variety of interesting pictures, shall we say?
To be fair, I've played around with the Sky one. It's actually fairly good. It kind of takes the approach that everything is PG unless it isn't, which certainly helps. And anything on a certain list that is clearly over 18 is blacklisted to make sure it is blocked. It's not going to be completely foolproof. It has to be said, there's always an element of risk, but some of them take the, assume it's parental guidance unless it is, let's say, a Disney site or something like that, where it will fall into that lower rating. Not completely foolproof, but it's a good start, and it adds that certain element that you know they're not going to be going to places that they definitely shouldn't be going to.
And what's your approach for dealing with children and the internet?
Well, you see, this particular screening approach has a number of downfalls. One thing we're particularly concerned about with a 10-year-old daughter is access to social media. Of course, all the kids want to be on Facebook and Snapchat and sending each other messages. Now, these devices can block social media, but it takes it out for the whole house. So that means the rest of the family can't access Facebook and Twitter, which is not great. So again, they have their limitations. My personal approach is more on the allowing access, educating and monitoring. So we explain the dangers and then use other bits of software to just get a feel for where the family are going, what sort of things they're looking at. And if we're seeing a pattern of, chats with strangers or whatever, we can see it and educate rather than trying to block it. And that comes down to, I don't know what you were like as a kid, Charlie, but I would find, if I was restricted in any way, I would find the loophole.
We certainly didn't have Facebook in my day.
You didn't? No, nor did I.
But it was like trying to get out of the back gate when you couldn't reach the lock. Stuff like that.
Exactly. Now, I used to find all the technical loopholes to this. My parents, it was the phone. I wasn't allowed to use the phone unless I asked for permission. And my parents put, it was back in the days of the old dial phone, and what you could buy was a lock that you put into the one and lock it in. So you could only dial a number with a one in it, which would stop me phoning my friends. I immediately found the loophole, which is if you tapped the receiver, you could actually pulse out the phone number that you wanted to connect to.
Oh, you little devil.
So they got wise to that one. Then I found you could buy these little keypads that send tones that you use for online banking, and you could effectively send a DTMF tone down the handset. And it will be the same with the internet. If you block an internet connection so that your kid can't get to Facebook, all they're going to do is go onto the 4G network or go to the McDonald's hotspot or the school's Wi-Fi, and they'll get in if they want to. So trying to put up these barriers, the kids will take it as a mission to find a way of defeating it. Hence the idea that maybe you're better off giving them access, but controlling it and monitoring it.
I guess a lot of this boils down to the peer pressure of, well, my best friend's doing this on social media, why can't I?
And I think that's fair, and that's the frustration for a lot of parents, is they've really got to understand this technology, because it's very easy for someone to say, we're all on this particular chat group at school, I don't want to be the only one left out, I need to be on it. Now, do you take that on trust, or do you do your research to find out? Something that our daughter's playing around with at the moment is a program called Animal Jam, which is a game of building up farmyard animals, but it has a chat component, and you can share with your friends. on the surface, I wouldn't have known that unless I'd looked into it. But she can chat with her school friends. The moment you open it up to chat, she could be talking to anyone. So suddenly you have to be aware that, yes, what looks like a harmless farmyard game actually can open it up to be chatting to people from around the world.
So have you got a method or a tip or a device that you can use that circumvents the mum and dad can't have Facebook because the child's blocked from it?
There are a few things out there that look like they'll do the job. The one we've been playing around with at our house is something called Koala Safe, which seems the best of both worlds. Both my wife and I are happy that this is giving us the right kind of level. These things are about £70, and effectively it's a router that plugs into your existing house router. So the youngsters in the family connect through this. Your stuff stays unaffected, so you can still use Facebook and Twitter. But these boxes, like the Koala Safe, present themselves as a Wi-Fi hotspot. You can set time limits. So if you're worried about your kid being on the internet all night, you can maybe stop it at 9 o'clock or allow a homework slot, which can be quite useful. You can block certain websites or everything, you know, either blacklist or whitelist, depending which way you want to go. And as a parent, you can log on to the router and see what traffic has been passed through it on maybe a smartphone. So you can see a weekly usage report. How much time are they spending on YouTube? Are they not, you know, are they spending when they shouldn't be on there? And there's also a nice off button. So if they haven't done their household chores, you can just one press turn off the internet for them without messing up the rest of the house.
That sounds brilliant, because back in our day, if we were naughty, it was go to your room. Nowadays, if you get sent to your room, you've got the computer, you've got the tablet, you've got the Skybox in there, you've got everything. But if you can control all of that remotely and set clear boundaries and guidelines, then it sounds like you might actually have a child that's quite respectful and well-behaved at the end of it.
I think you're absolutely right. And that's the kind of thing that we think is the best way of doing it. It's the best of both worlds. You're definitely cutting out the over 18 sites. You can limit that. Give them freedom within moderation and keep an eye on what they're doing without maybe your child being aware of just what you're seeing about what they're up to. So a decent enough compromise, and that sort of thing may be worth looking into if you haven't got time to be on top of every single game and chat room that they're sitting in.
Okay, being safe on the internet with the children. Pete Sipple, my expert for this afternoon, thanks very much for your time.
Glad to be here. Be safe.